Guinea, Conakry, West Africa. Enjoy.
That's actually the music with which I ended the show yesterday. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I didn't get to hear, I get to play the whole song. And it is the opening track off of the brand new CD by the ensemble based in Champaign-Urbana called Rhythm Manding, featuring Bodokada Konde. This tune called Guinea, and they had their CD release party last night at the Iron Post in Urbana, and performance, of course, Musa Bodokada Konde on djembe, and lead djembe, I should say, and lead vocals, and lots of other folks involved at that in this band as well. Jan Brooks on bass djembe, dunduns and vocals, Chad Dunn on dunduns and djembe, Isaac Griffiths, djembe and dunduns, these are all types of drums, Charlie Harris on bass and vocals, Cody Jensen on drum set and other percussion and vocals, Rick Kubitz as a guitarist, Andy Miller also on various percussion and vocals, and Peter Judkins Wellington, keyboard, djembe, and vocals. Rhythm Manding formed in 2008 when Bodokada Konde came to the Champaign to teach at the University of Illinois as part of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music. Unfortunately, funding for that organization cut, as I understand, and Bodokada only here in town for a little while longer, so the timing of the CD release was, well, I guess, timely. We'll hear another cut from it in just a moment. On Live and Local, our broadcast today is made possible by these business partners: Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign, KC Summers of Mattoon, Jarman Center of Tuscola. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you very much. This music is by way of introduction to a short segment we'll be having coming up with a live performance by some members of the African Francophone Choir. Francophone, for those who don't know, as I frankly didn't, no pun intended, simply means French-speaking. It's a choir based at Stone Creek Church, where there is a Francophone ministry of folks from Africa at that church. They're going to be participating in a performance on Friday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Cranert Art Museum, which recently opened a new gallery dedicated to the arts of Africa. More on that coming up as we are assembling the members and getting things set up in our studio. Later on in the program, we will have live performances by two singer-songwriters, both of them named Justin Rondon and Justin Larkin, who bills himself as Midas the Crow. They are participating in an event also tomorrow that is going to be, I'm trying to get my calendar straight here, that's going to be at the Red Herring Vegetarian Restaurant on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. And they'll both be participating in one of the upcoming benefits being put on by the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. More on that as well. But we'll hear from both Justins later in the hour, live in our studio on Live and Local. Here's another tune from the new CD by Rhythm Manding with Bodokada Konde. It's called Yagba. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard some music by the Alma Afrobeat Ensemble from their CD called Tubab Soul. The tune was called simply South Africa, and performed here by guitarist Aaron Fader, who is the leader of the band, as I understand it. He was my guest on Live and Local, oh, it's probably even been 3 years ago now, and he had an affiliation with the University of Illinois, and now going on doing other things. And before that, we heard a tune called Yagba from the new CD, brand new CD by Rhythm Manding, featuring Bolokata Konde on the lead vocals and lead djembe here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from the Danville Symphony Orchestra, presenting a golden holiday with the Chicago Brass Quintet. Chicago's original brass quintet helps usher in the holiday season this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Danville High School Auditorium. More information is available at 443-5300. An ensemble that calls itself, in English anyway, the African Francophone Choir is based at Stone Creek Church in Urbana as part of their French service of Francophone ministry. The choir is under the supervision of the Francophone ministry pastor there, Guy Lombella, and they sing in various languages, including French. Their director is named Yamfu Nlandu, and they are going to be performing tomorrow night at the Cranet Art Museum in the Gelvin Knoll Gallery in affiliation with a newly reinstalled gallery there dedicated to the arts of Africa. They've had some other events going on and have been invited a number of talented artists from the local African communities to come in and perform there, and this choir is doing so tomorrow as a result. And we have three of their members with us for just a little bit yet in this half hour on our show. The lead singer and keyboardist is Lebon Mikandu. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And hoping I say everybody's name right. We also have Diazit Ndumbi.
Thank you.
And Leticia Nkembe Zankulu.
Thank you.
And where are you all from, first of all?
We're from Africa.
Africa's a big place.
Okay, we're from Africa, DRC, Republic of Democratic of Congo. Yes, that's where we've come from.
And are most of the folks who attend that particular service at Stone Creek also from Republic of Congo or from various other places as well?
Yes, we do have some members coming from different countries in Africa too, speaking French, and include us, Congolese people.
And the choir in total has how many people in it?
The total is 8 people.
8 people altogether.
Yes.
And so we have almost half of you.
Yes.
And I was hearing just a little bit of the music when I walked in as you're getting set up. So why don't we start with a song? Tell us a little bit about what you'll be singing.
Yesu ni wangu. The song, I call it Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. It's in Swahili, as we sing in Swahili, Lingala and French. So the first song, I'm gonna sing it in Swahili. Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. That means Jesus is for me, for every day, forever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Three members of the African Francophone Choir based in Urbana here on Live and Local.
Oh, yemba, 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 yem
Thank you.
Thank you. That's three members of the African Francophone Choir. You call yourselves actually something else in French.
Yes.
Which is, what's the actual French name of the choir?
Le Vrais Adorateurs.
And that means something very different from African Francophone Choir in English.
Yeah, it means same thing. Le Vrais Adorateurs in French is meaning, or in English, the good worshipping. That's why it meaning in English. But we got in the dialect, we don't have that in our dialect, which is Lingala. So we just use the French, Le Vrais Adorateurs.
So in the Democratic Republic of Congo, is there an official language in
yes,
the country?
Yes, we have French. It's like the first language we speak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we have four more languages, Swahili, Lingala, Chiluba, and Chikongo. And after that, we have all the dialect we speak in Congo. Yeah.
So the choir covers all of those languages.
Yes.
At different times, mm-hmm. including occasionally English.
Yes.
This is the first I'd heard that. I know where Stone Creek Church is. I drive by it all the time, but I had no idea that there was a French service there, or much less an African French service there. Mm-hmm. Have you all been participating there for some time?
We participate in all the service every Saturday. We have our service. The French service is a Saturday, and English service is a Sunday. So we participate all the service. We have to be there.
For the choir itself.
For the choir itself.
And is this the music that you sing here, meaning in the choir at Stone Creek, does that represent a similar sort of music to what you would sing in, say, a church service at home?
Yes.
Have you adapted it somewhat to?
Yes, most of them is those we sing in sense from back home. So we keep singing here because we try to keep our member in the same mood with the same songs. Most of the people, they come in from Africa. They come in, they cannot understand exactly what the English songs mean. So we keep them to listen the same song they used to listen back home, which is in French and couple dialects. That's why we keep singing.
Now, you're using an electronic keyboard here, which has the percussive effects, which are actually pretty good, by the way.
Thank you.
And so when you have the full choir, which is again, just eight people or so, I know you have use a drum set. But originally, would you also have some of the drums that maybe were represented in the music I was playing earlier this half hour, some of the hand drumming and so on?
We do use the same drums, the same drum they use here. I mean here, like in the United States, but the drum is being made everywhere, looking the same. We use that. The electronic keyboards, we use that back home too. And we use some of the teams, some of the choirs, which they those they have many peoples. They use different equipment, like the one my sister have in hand there. We don't have that in electronic. So we use like the old school stuff, mix it with the new one, which is electronic stuff, play it together.
I like the way you put that, the old school stuff. So so hand drums and so on would be old school.
Yes.
This is new school.
This is new school electronic.
Well, I mean, I just kept feeling those drums as if they were here. It really is incorporating the same feeling, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's hard not to move when you sing. It's hard for me not to move when you
sing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You have to move when we sing.
I mean, it sounds like you could almost be, if you, I suppose it doesn't matter what you're singing about, but it sounds like people could easily dance to this music.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Does one usually dance to this music?
Yes.
It does so.
Okay,
good.
Well, that explains that. So this is a visually moving service as well as a spiritually moving service.
Yes.
at Stone Creek. We have members of the African Francophone Choir with us. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Cranet Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus. That is not at the Cranet Center for the Performing Arts. It's the Art Museum, which is on, I'm suddenly blanking which street that it's on. Peabody Drive, thank you. Mike Pritchard just whispered in my ear. That's in the Champaign side of the campus. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight, tomorrow night, as part of their exhibit of newly reopened exhibit of the Arts of Africa. Let's have another song.
Okay. The next one gonna be like, My God is Good. My God is good.
Simple as that?
Yes.
Simple as that in English.
Okay. I'm gonna sing it in French, Lingala, and English.
All three?
Yes.
Here we go. Thank you. Three members of the African Francophone Choir. I'm not going to try to pronounce the French name of the group because my French is not so hot. Lebon Mikandu, who is on the keyboard and lead singer, Diazit Ndumbi, who is playing the shaker and also, of course, singing. I've got people mixed up. He was not playing the shaker. It was Leticia Nkembe Zankulu playing the shaker. And, of course, there'd be five other members joining in the performance tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Cranet Art Museum to help celebrate the reopening of their African arts exhibit there. And if you're interested in participating in the service that they sing at regularly, what's the time of the Saturday service at Stone Creek Church?
At 6.
6 o'clock?
Yes.
And then on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Or the Sunday, night, Saturday is the French service.
Yes.
Saturday is a French service, and Sunday is English service.
So if you'd like to hear more, that's the way to do it. I wish we had a little more time, but I appreciate your coming in today very much, and it's wonderful to hear your music.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for two singer-songwriters named Justin, who will be participating in a performance also tomorrow evening. You could even get to both of those, by the way, because the African group starts at 7 and then run across campus, and you can hear our next folks at 8 o'clock. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We heard a couple of selections from a collection called Sounds of Wood and Steel, Wood and Steel, Collection 2, as a matter of fact, from Windham Hill. First, we heard Bob Taylor in After the Gold Rush, and then Rodney Kroll, a tune called Taylor Willoughby, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our next segment is a bit of a preview of a performance that's happening tomorrow night at the Red Herring Vegetarian Restaurant on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, featuring, well, it's billed here as Midas the Crow and the Morning After. That's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, After, also featuring Jeff Arrigo and Justin Rondon. Justin Rondon is with us, as is Midas the Crow, whose real name is Justin Larkin, so we have the two Justins. That show starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. They're both going to be participating as well in the second of two special Christmas benefits that is being presented by Nightjar Promotions and the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. Now, the first of those will be next Tuesday on December the 11th, and then the one that the two Justins will be in is on the 18th, both of them at the Clark Bar in Champaign. And you can get the schedule for the CU Singer-Songwriter Collective by going to their Facebook page. Justin and Justin, thanks very much for joining us on the show, and thanks for your patience as we got set up.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Ditto. Well, you've each been on the show once, briefly, and I really enjoyed your songs and your singing and your guitar playing, and was very happy to have you back again, and we'll have to do so for a longer period of time. Since we don't have a lot of time, why don't we just launch into the music? Who's going to start?
I guess I'm going to start.
And this is Justin Rondon.
Yeah, my name's Justin Rondon, and I'm just going to play a song of mine. And I'm actually also playing today at Aroma Cafe from 6 to 8.
Oh, fair enough.
Listeners out there, go check it out. It'll be a fun time.
Aroma Cafe, downtown Champaign.
Yeah, I'm just going to, I guess, start off with an original. Are you from, sir? Make your way down. Where are you from, sir? Come in. I don't wanna fight you, man. I just wanna be your friend from today and to the end. No, I won't go anywhere till I fly away. I walk along, but I can't find my way. No one hears the knower, no one hears the blame. I stand up tall, but I can't see a thing. Find myself beside you, so damn glad. I've been waiting for you. Where are you from, sir? Do you hail from afar? What is your name, sir? Tell me it's not very hard. I find that I can't find a better way. And unintended time I'm following. I don't wanna fight you, man. I just wanna be your friend. From today into the end, no, I won't go anywhere until I fly away. Oh my God, speak on, speak on. I spin round and the world does the same. Velocity uncertain, position all the same. I hang my head but not for to show shame. I speak soft, no wonder you can hear my name. I tend to befriend only friends of mine. They're no different than you, so you, I don't mind. The pictures on the wall, they turn my mind. If only I could break through, if only I had time. Ooh, cause about me that I cannot say. I walk through the world after an August day. I find that I'm high and I'm still upward bound. The same old disguise until it settles down.
Justin Rondon, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and he's making his second appearance on the radio show here. Do you break strings often?
Not too often, but I've had some experience with Regan Strings.
I kept waiting for one to do it on that particular song.
Last time the string broke on the show.
On the show, did it?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't actually remember that.
On the last song.
I had not remembered that. Justin's going to be performing as a part of a show tomorrow night at the Red Herring Vegetarian Restaurant, starting at 8 o'clock. And one of the other performers is also with us on the show today. He happens to also be named Justin, although he bills himself as Midas the Crow, and I knew that from last time, although I don't remember where you came up with that name, except I remember it was a sort of, you weren't so sure.
Well,
or something.
If you want me to be completely honest with where that name came from.
Always.
I closed my eyes, I opened a random book and put my finger on a random page in that book, and whatever word it landed on, I decided would be a word in my band name. And it was Midas. And I did it again with a different book on a different random page, and the word was Crow. And I put a "the" in the middle of it.
And you became Midas the Crow.
I did. And everybody thinks it means something. And it's hilarious.
I'm really going to have to write this down so that I don't repeat the question next time you're here. But real name, Justin Larkin. I enjoyed having you here last time. So let you launch into something as well.
All right. Well, this is a brand new song I just wrote. It's called Eyelids. It goes like this.
That shame is a burden and love is a disease. I heard her say it beneath the sycamore trees. A tear in her eye and a tremble in her hand. She placed it in mine as I helped her to stand. I said, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel if you don't open your eyes. No, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel if you don't open your eyes. So open wide. Darling, open wide. Oh, well, she ain't really much for the sweet talking, but she'll still take a walk with me. We like to talk about all this crazy weather. She'll sing me songs, I'll add the harmony. Still, I can't help myself but wonder just what it is she sees when we're eye to eye. Is it a hopeful comfort, a playful curiosity, or is she just along for the ride? Oh, darling, are you just along for the ride? You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel if you don't open your eyes. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel if you don't open your eyes, open wide.
That's my second time hearing that song, because I snuck on your Facebook page today.
Oh, really?
He's got it up there. And So, of course, I had no idea that's the one you were going to do. Justin Larkin, Midas the Crow, here on Live and Local. He'll be tomorrow night at the Red Herring Restaurant on the U of I campus in Urbana, which is right next to the Channing Murray Foundation. It's part of that building, if you don't know where that is. And if that doesn't help, well, you can find him on the web easily enough. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Now, I wanted to ask you about the title of this show, Midas the Crow and the Morning After, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. What's the morning after part? Is that another person? Group?
That's actually a group. That will be the only group of the evening. They do like indie pop kind of stuff. They're really good.
And then Justin Rondon also participating, and another fellow who's been on the show a couple of times, Jeff Arrigo, another singer-songwriter, all of whom regularly participate in performances put on by the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, who are have a weekly gig on Tuesdays at Clark Bar in Champaign. But the two next ones are rather special in that there's a whole bunch of singer-songwriters on each of them, and each will be a benefit for Toys for Tots based in Champaign-Urbana. So on the 11th and the 18th at Clark Bar, both of those performances, each of them starting at 7 o'clock, will benefit
that
particular organization.
And the 11th also, I don't know if anybody can hear me, but the 11th is also a Toys for Tots campaign at WCIA. And so we are working in conjunction with WCIA. And if you donate your toys there at WCIA throughout the day, you can get into the Clark Bar show at free.
Fair enough. And that's the voice of Todd Durnell, who is the principal organizer of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. Are you also Nightjar Productions?
I am.
You hear? All right. So when we see that, we'll have the association. I wanted to ask just real quickly, because it's difficult to talk about your own music. I'm curious, Justin Rondon, how you would characterize Justin Larkin's music, because I'm sure you've heard a lot more than I have. Or even, what do you like about it?
I like it. Justin's got a really nice voice, and it carries well on a lot of his songs.
Do you find things in his songs that you'd like to steal?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd say like that. But I've realized through writing songs, there's a lot of stealing, intentionally or unintentionally, because you know if you hear stuff.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So I mean, perhaps I haven't consciously stolen anything.
I'm actually trying to get these two in a band together. But getting two different ideas together is, I don't know.
See, Pablo Picasso said that art is theft. So I mean, everything, every new idea is stemmed from an old one. So by that logic, every form of art is
stolen. Yeah.
And I noticed, Justin Larkin, that you on your Facebook page, you do say that you basically take from anywhere you can get your ideas.
Yeah,
What would you steal from this other Justin?
The way that he finger picks, because I can't. My hand gets really tired and starts to hurt after a while. So,
what about from the songwriting itself?
I love Justin's songs. I think his songs are fantastic. They have a lot of soul to them. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to fight over who gets the last word, because you don't know any songs together, do you?
No,
I don't think so.
Not that we can make up on the spot with the whole world listening.
Well, maybe Justin Larkin, we'll let you go and do yours.
All right.
Because I know that Justin Rondon has a show in an hour.
Yeah,
and I don't want you to wear out.
6 to 8 at Roma Cafe, free.
Yeah.
Come on down.
I'll say that again clearly so they know. 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, Roma Cafe on Neal Street. In downtown Champaign. A nice
Larkin's
place to hear.
Actually playing there next
I'm playing there in a week.
So.
Yeah, on the 13th.
Okay, well, before we let you launch in, let me do a couple of preliminaries in case we have to cut things off at the end because we go right up to 5. I do need to say that support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a holiday tasting from three wine companies, Connoisseur, Fine Vines, and Robert Hood, each pouring 8 wines. Tickets are limited. Reservations can be made at 337-7704. Details are on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. This is Live and Local on 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana, with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media. at Illinois. Midas the Crow, a.k.a. Justin Larkin, or the other way around as you choose. What do you want to end with?
This is a song I wrote called So It Goes.
Between, behind, and underneath these bars. We congregate to contemplate better ways to waste this time of ours. All these sacred limitations lay burdens on our kindred souls, as our fabled insecurities assume complete control. And so it goes. Oh, if only we would have known we were going nowhere at the speed of light. Love like a forest fire burning bright. I feel for you in a way that I will feel for no other. But darling, we were put on this earth to destroy one another.